today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Isaiah 41, and I would encourage you that if you can get to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or maybe doing something else, but if you can find a Bible, I invite you to sit down and join us today as we consider His Word. Isaiah chapter 41 is where we'll be today, and so I hope you'll stay with us. I appreciate you listening, and I hope that our program is a blessing to you. I got to tell you that producing these programs and broadcasting across the country is such a blessing to me. As a young Christian, it helped me so much to listen to messages on the radio. And I remember guys like J. Vernon McGee and Oliver B. Green, and these preachers were such a blessing to me and helped me grow in the Lord. And I want to be an encouragement to you and hope that you will grow in the Lord as we study the Word of God together. So join us in Isaiah chapter 41 here in just a few minutes. We've got something going on that I want to let you know about. I do this every year, and for a limited time, we're going to do it again, only for 4 or 5 weeks or so. We're coming up on the holiday season. Christmas is right around the corner. Thanksgiving is later this month. So I want to let you know about a book that I wrote a number of years ago. The book is called Consider His Word also. Now, the Consider His Word book is a daily devotional. For each day, there is a passage of scripture to read, and a devotional, a verse for the day, and a devotional go with that day. There's a place where you can write your praises and being grateful to the Lord. There's a place where you can write a few prayer requests and maybe a few thoughts and things like that. So it's kind of a devotional journal. Now, it's not like a whole page of writing. It's just a few lines here and there. But during the month of November and perhaps in early December, we want to make this book available to you. It'd be a great Christmas gift to give someone that you're trying to encourage to grow in the Lord, and a great book to begin at the beginning of the year. If you read through the whole book, it'll take you through the whole Bible. You'll read the whole Bible through, and you'll be studying the Bible every day in whatever passage you read that day. So we're going to be offering the book for a gift of $25 to this ministry. Now, that includes postage and everything. The best way to get in on this offer is to simply write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries. As soon as we hear from you, we will put the book in the mail that day. Now listen, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm not going to send you tons and tons of mail. I recently helped a ministry out, and it seems like every week they were sending me more mail. All you'll receive from us is a book and maybe a word of encouragement. The book will be autographed, by the way. Since I wrote it, I can autograph it again. Gift to this ministry of $25, we'll send you the book, Consider His Word. So write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give you that one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Now, you can also find the book at the website, considerhisword.org. You'll find many other things there as well. As this program this week is part of a series, so you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Isaiah 41, just one verse, verse 10. We started this about a month ago or a week ago. And so in verse 41, 10, it's a great verse. Many have memorized it, and I would encourage you to perhaps memorize it. The Bible says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The title of this series is called Fear Not. And that's where he begins. He says, "Fear thou not." We live in a fearful age. I'll tell you, I got to a point that I quit listening to some of the news programs as I just got so discouraged with all the bad news that's out there and all the scary things that are out there. And so the Bible tells us to fear not. Now, last time we looked at, we can fear not because God's presence secures. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." I'll tell you, when you recognize God's presence every day and know that he's with you, he will strengthen you and he will help you. And just knowing he's there is such a help and such a blessing. The next thing he says in this passage of scripture, which we're going to talk about a lot today, he said, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." The word dismayed is kind of an interesting word because it doesn't describe necessarily an attitude or a thought, but it describes a look. Think deer in the headlights, sort of. It's actually a look of confusion and a look of bewilderment. I'll tell you, God can still the storm of a troubled heart, and he can change your countenance. Have you ever seen someone and you just knew they were having a hard time? You could just tell by the way that they looked. And God says to be not dismayed. You don't have to be that way because you can trust in him. And he can take that heart that is troubled. Whatever you're going through today, whatever the devil is throwing at you, whatever you're struggling with, God can help you and God will help you through that. He can still the storm of a troubled heart and give you that sense of calmness and that sense of peace and that sense of his presence. He can take a heart that's anxious and worried and bring it to a peace that the world does not understand. That's what Jesus said, that he'll give us a peace that passes all understanding. And the world will look at you and wonder how you can handle this and how you can go through that. It's because you have no fear and you're not dismayed because you serve a living God. Now listen, whatever it is, you can always take it to them. Have you ever gone through something and suddenly realized, I haven't prayed about this. I haven't talked to the Lord about this. I have. I've gone through some things and think, why didn't I pray about this? Why didn't I take this to the Lord? And as soon as I recognize it, I immediately then take it to God. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing." It means you don't worry about anything. But in everything, notice, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, one of the secrets to not being dismayed is recognizing God as part of your life. And if with God in your life and that relationship that you have with him through his son, you can bring to him anything. You can bring to him everything. I love this passage in Philippians 4:6. It boils down to this. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell you, sometimes we get so caught up in our life and so caught up in our turmoil, so caught up in our trial that we just forget that God is there. And I would encourage you to do this, to go somewhere, maybe take a walk, maybe find a place where you can be alone and just pour your heart out to God. I remember years ago when I was teaching school, it seems like I was under so much pressure. There were problems with students, there were problems with parents, there was problems with curriculum, there were problems with supplies, and it just seemed to be coming at me from all directions. And that night, I took a walk. I guess I walked probably about 2 miles, and in that whole walk, I just poured out my heart to God. And I cannot tell you what a relief it was when I got back home and realized that God's got this, that it's in His hand. And when He says, be anxious for nothing, but give it to Him, you see, God will take that from you. And I tell you what, that night He took it all from me, and I had such a sense of His presence and such a sense of His peace in my life that I just knew that God was going to work. And He did. And in fact, it changed my whole attitude. And so go take that walk. Go find that place, maybe somewhere near your home, maybe in a room in your house, to go just sit down and give it to God. Get that look of dismay off your face. Let Him have it. Let Him take it. When we're anxious and when we're worried and we're unsettled, God says, I'm there. He says, be still and know that I am God, that He's in your life. And God can calm that storm. Remember when He calmed the waves for the disciples? And sometimes our heart is like that. You know, remember what James said. He says that without faith, we're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And sometimes our hearts feel like that and our lives feel like that. We're just being tossed from one place to another. And it seems like there's no direction and it seems like there's no answer. Well, I got news for you. There is an answer. And there is a way. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And it's time to just sit down and recognize the Lord and recognize the promises of God. Maybe open the scripture and read this passage of scripture or read some of the Psalms. Go back to Philippians. The verse I quoted was from Philippians 4 in the New Testament, Philippians 4:6. And you can go back and look at that and read that and think about it and meditate on it and get it into your heart and get it into your mind. He can still the troubled heart. So He says, fear not, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. You realize that God can do things you cannot do? That's why He said, ask Him for impossible. With God, all things are possible. And those things that seem so hard and seems like there's just no answer, there's just no way, take it to the Lord, as I guarantee you, He knows the way, and He will lead you in that way. Remember, James said, if you lack wisdom, ask, and God will show you what to do. Fear not, because the presence of the Lord is going to still that troubled heart. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.